I know you want to talk about aromatherapy, but let's go through and explain what sophrology is for those who don't know it, or those who've forgotten, or those feel a bit rusty, even if they've heard you talk before, because it's an unusual word for starters.
It is an unusual word. Any of those ology words can sometimes trip people up, because ology is the study of something. And so the root word in sophrology is sophro, which is wisdom and sound mind and balancing of conscious harmony. So it's the conscious harmony of mind, body, spirit, breath, and consciousness. So as a sophrologist, I study those things, the conscious harmony of mind, body, spirit, breath, and consciousness. So my work, I actually help people to discover ways to approach their awareness and their mind body connection, and how to just build a relationship with their body and the structure of their existence, basically. So that's what I do as a sophrologist.
So
sophrology is big.
It's big. Can we get a concrete example? If I came to use your services, what might I be coming to get help with?
Basically mindset, how to adjust your mindset, how to identify emotions in the body, how the emotions show up in the body. So that physical stimulation, the chemical imbalance, we experience life with our senses, and then how that experience generates into the body. You know, we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell something, and then it immediately sends signals and messages to the brain, which then starts producing chemicals and hormones and into the body, and nervous, you know, the nervous system and the endocrine system are the messaging highways of the body, and they'll start producing you know, all of those hormones and those messages, and that ends up causing emotions to flare up. And so as a sophrologist, I help you identify those sensations in the body and how to deal with the emotions so that you don't become the emotion. You stay in control of your thoughts, and you're able to respond better in a more manageable way rather than react.
So all that hard work I did when I was younger, trying to make sure I didn't cry in front of people, and also that I could keep working even though I felt tired or sick, all that, you're trying to undo that.
Yeah. Because that is you suppressing the emotion, and then it freezes in your nervous system, and it freezes in your body, and then it causes illness.
Okay. There's lots of that begs lots of questions, but this is not about me today. we are here to talk about, you said to me off the air, like, we're talking about aromatherapy, that there is a connection into sophrology with that. So maybe we give most people think they know what aromatherapy is, but maybe we'll just give a definition of that as well, just to start with, and see if we can connect them in.
Yeah, so aromatherapy is actually a process that it complements the medical issues and things going on. So aromatherapy, we're using pure essential oils to stimulate your sense of smell, and then help you to manage various issues that are going on, whether it's weight management or sleep or joint pain or digestion or relief of pain and frustration in the body or stress and anxiety. Your sense of smell is actually the most prominent of your senses, because there's a olfactory nerve that is directly connected to your limbic system. So your sense of smell, back in the history of human, or if you look at like animals, for example, if you ever look at a dog, they are sniffing in order to identify their safety. And so animals in nature will, you know, they'll be able to sniff their way along. Like if they smell something that's dangerous in a certain direction, they'll go another direction. And for us, you know, like when we intake food, we'll smell it first before we'll decide if we actually want to eat that thing. And our sense of smell, if we enter a room and the room smells offensive to us, we won't want to be there in that room. And that offensive smell can sometimes be some poisonous thing going on in the environment that our body is saying, this is a dangerous place, get out of this space. So our sense of smell is actually one of our most important senses when it comes to our survival and our stress levels.
That's interesting you say that, actually, because yeah, if you go into a room where you don't like the smell, you're often completely unable to stay there. Whereas if you don't like how it looks, you can put up with that much easier. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we think of our eyesight as our dominant sense. Well, I do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So how does it tie in with the kind of the principles of sophrology?
Well, so in sophrology, so it was founded on whole person strategies, on your biology, the value, you know, that you value your biology, your anatomy, your physiology. Most of us don't. We don't really identify with our bodies being the thing that, you know, we should be taking care of, at least not consciously. We're not consciously aware of that. So as sophrology goes, we have a term called senso-perceptive contemplation. And this is the ability for us to use our perception, our senso-perception, to contemplate the senses within us and the senses without, and how we will experience the world, becoming very aware of the sensations within our body and how we are stimulated by the senses that are within and without. So when I was working with people as a sophrologist, I realized, because as a sophrologist, the main thing with sophrology is that you don't need to reach for anything external. You have everything you need in the structure of your existence to be able to take care of yourself. But people need something external. They need that security. And so I kind of looked at, okay, what if I was going to choose something external that I wanted to weave into what I do as a sophrologist, what would that be, and what would be most authentic to sophrology? And so I chose aromatherapy because of what I just explained in regards to the sense of smell, how the olfactory nerve is directly connected to the limbic system. And the limbic system is very responsible for our emotions and those messages that go out into the body and create the chemical, the molecular structure of the body. So that's why I chose aromatherapy. I just felt like if I'm going to promote something external to someone, it can be through aroma. And then I'm also an aromatherapist, I can do aroma touch therapy, where I'm actually touching the body, the skin, in a certain way, and helping to stimulate the energy of the body, the nervous system, to release that anxiety and that stress that exists in our lives all the time.
So if I could kind of sum up in my words, a lot of what sophrology is doing maybe is getting past going around the intellectual, the way we've intellectualized our lives, where our body is used as a thing to move our brains around, and you know, we don't think of it much more than that, and that's bringing us ill health. And you're finding that the aromatherapy is a way to get in through under that kind of intellectual way that we deal with things. Certainly, I mean, I'm very intellectual. I tend to deal with things all in my head. And you're finding, because the sense of smell has such a gut kind of reaction to things, that you can bypass the intellectual side of things. Is that a way of putting it?
Well, what's happening with aromatherapy is you're actually using pure essential oils. And when they are applied and absorbed into the body, they stimulate your nervous system and certain sensations. So the aroma basically goes into the blood system. This is the blood flow. So there's olfactory receptors all over your body. They can be found in your gastrointestinal tract, your muscles, your heart, pancreas, your liver, your lungs. So you're not just smelling with your nose. There are olfactory receptors everywhere, all over your body. So as you're putting on those lotions or, you know, anything that's touching your skin or anything, because your skin has little holes in it, little tiny holes. In every hair follicle, there's holes. And your skin is absorbing everything that it touches. So the chemicals that are in the air, out in the environment, the clothes, you know, our clothes that touch any of the lotions or anything that you're putting on your skin, any, you know, the fire retardant in your mattress when you're sleeping at night that's keeping you safe from a fire, that's being absorbed into the body. And so that's why we want the body to be able to filter and maintain that homeostasis. And so using aromatherapy, using pure essential oils, it just helps to alleviate those toxins, you know, detox. It's kind of a detoxing strategy to help release some of the toxins that are in the body. It helps to create rest and management, or rest and relaxation. And it also just creates clarity of mind, so you can recognize, you know, how best to manage your life. So when you talk about the intellectual, and you release, what happens with aromatherapy is it's a relaxation process. So by smelling those scents and using your breath, which is what we do in sophrology, a lot of breath work happens in sophrology. And by using your breath and the scent of these pure essential oils, you're allowing yourself to clear your mind. You're coming into your body, coming into the structure of your existence. You're creating that mind-body connection so that you can think clearly, rather than intellectually analyzing everything. You do so in a whole person conscious awareness with mind, body, spirit, and breath. You're doing it all together with all of the systems of your body rather than the emotions. Most of the time we think through things emotionally rather than with a clear head and holistically.
Okay, so that's an interesting, like you're talking about thinking emotionally and thinking intellectually, and it's slightly, it's almost counterintuitive, like we're saying we want to get away from over-intellectualizing things, but then you're also saying that we've got a problem that we're thinking things through too emotionally as well, or we're following our emotions too far. Like, how does that kind of balance out?
Well, so what we look at with emotions, like when you, the sense of smell, we're talking about aromatherapy. So it's a sense of smell. When you smell something, perhaps you smell what's something that you enjoy the scent of?
Lemons.
Okay. So you smell the scent of a lemon, and what memory does it bring up for you?
You're going to laugh. Mowing the lawns as a kid, if you mow over a dog poo, it smells awful. And if you mow over a lemon, it smells really nice. To be honest, that's what was on my mind.
Okay. Exactly. So what's happened for you is the scent of a lemon has now taken you into your past as a child and mowing the lawns.
Okay, yeah.
So what's the emotion associated with that?
Oh, well, you're asking me for an emotional. I'm going with nostalgia if it's back then. Or actually, no, to tell you the truth, is in that moment, that's a sense of relief and pleasure after having the foul smell.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that relief and pleasure is there for you, which is a positive emotion. Sometimes we smell the scent of something and it will bring up a negative emotion. So what the aromatherapy can do is to clear the stressful response to the emotion. So now it neutralizes that. So now you can clearly determine, okay, this is what was going on in that moment. These are the emotions that came up, but those emotions are not helpful. So if you remove the emotions, you're able to identify the wisdom, the knowledge, the learning that took place in that moment. So if someone who's had a non-beneficial experience with a specific scent, and they smell that scent and it brings up these emotions, in aromatherapy and using sophrology, I can coach and counsel with my client and help them to recognize that they were able to rise above that moment and achieve something greater than that moment. If it's something that was traumatic for them and that the scent of this is triggering for them, well, look how you've risen above that and look at all the great things that you've accomplished since that moment. So now let's leave the emotion there. Let's dissolve that emotion and not identify this scent with that emotion anymore. Let's identify this scent with the wisdom that you took from that and how you were able to achieve something greater. So for you, when you smell the scent of a lemon, it's a relief for you. It's pleasurable. It's also, I would say, because you're mowing lawns and that's like a chore and a task that we do as children, that it was, you learned, the power of work and how valuable work is in your life.
I think so, I was learning to do what I was told.
Exactly.
Probably some trauma there, actually.
Exactly, which is why what we do is, rather than say I was learning to do what I was told, you were learning the value of work. You're ultimately, as a parent now, you recognize that asking your child to go and mow the lawn is actually teaching them the value of work. And so now, later on in life, you can identify that mowing the lawn is actually beneficial because it teaches the value of work. It's also just it's actually quite enjoyable to be out in nature, to be enjoying the scent of the lemons and the grass and everything around you. So as we evolve through life, we can now take the scent of these things, we can reevaluate them and identify a more beneficial experience, a learning experience, something that gave us wisdom and strength and the ability to achieve something greater than being stuck in that trauma.
Have you got other than my example, a concrete example of someone maybe you've worked with, or maybe you'll have to change the story a bit, but yeah, some kind of concrete example of someone who's come in with trauma and you've used aromatherapy in this way?
I mean, basically what I've just experienced is, or what I've just explained is what we've done. So with the oils that I use, in aromatouch therapy, I'm not like identifying with a specific scent from their past. Yeah. What I'm doing is taking, oils that are used specifically for specific reasons. Like, we use lavender to create relaxation and become in more of a sedated space. And we'll use things like wild orange is energetic and it kind of awakens the senses. We'll use tea tree oil for support and warmth, just different. So there's different oils that I use. There's an oil that I use that's called Balance, and it creates trust and connection. So in my aromatouch treatments, I use 8 different oils, and each of the oils has a specific target that is helpful to the client. So that, and the treatment is about 45 minutes long. And by the time we're finished with the treatment, the client is in a very relaxed, clear-headed state. And then at the end of the treatment, we can have conversation about, okay, now that you're in this space of relaxation and safety, is there anything that's come up for you that's traumatic or triggering? And do we need to talk about those and maybe create some sort of a meditation that they can meditate on to change the neural pathways in the brain and ultimately work through that trauma so that it becomes a beneficial and useful memory rather than a triggering memory.
So we could, I'm just thinking, can we use aroma to, like, in just in other parts of our lives? Or we could use, I mean, you're talking about lavender there, and it has a purpose. You could have lavender around your house. You could have it by your front door when so people smell it when they come to visit. Like,
absolutely.
That's something you can do to create kind of an environment?
Definitely. If you, in the middle of the afternoon, if you're feeling groggy and tired, mm-hmm. you can unscrew the cap of the wild orange bottle, hold it up to your nose, take a few deep breath scents of it, and just meditate on the scent of that for a moment, and bringing that breath into the body. And you can immediately create some stimulation of the brain, and it awakens and enlivens you. You can also put a couple of drops on your hands and, you know, I can teach people how to do a hand massage for themselves, which awakens and enlivens. Okay. If you're wanting to use lavender, for example, I put lavender on the soles of my feet every night before I go to sleep. And then because the scent is on my hand, once I lay down in bed and my head is on the pillow, I can hold my hands over my nose and take three deep breaths. And then I just put my hands on my belly, and within minutes, I'm literally asleep. And so the lavender works in the body to create rest and relaxation. So the thing with essential oils is that they are made from elements of the earth. So they're natural. We're bringing them in. We're connecting with the elements of nature when we're using essential oils. The importance is to make sure that your oils are pure, that you know where your oils are coming from, and that you can be 99% confident or 100% confident that they are pure essential oils. There's a lot of companies out there that are saying they're pure, but they're actually quite synthetic and not as pure as people say that they are. So do your research. I personally would recommend doTERRA essential oils. They actually have established a grading system with their work, with their oils, and they don't put their oils out into the market until they've tested them to the point of purity. And I know this because I toured their facility when I was over in the States.
Okay, right. That's how you do it. Yeah, you go there.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one more question. This feels slightly silly, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You're talking about using the wild orange. If you haven't got that essential oil, can you do anything with an actual orange or an orange tree? Is that pushing it a little bit?
You can. So you can actually, if you take an orange or a lemon, I mean, like you've done, you mowed over it and the scent of that lemon came out. So with citrus oils,
you don't have to mow it.
You don't have to, no. But the oil is actually in the peeling, the rind.
Okay, yeah.
So you can take that. You can chop up the rind into really small bits. As you're chopping, you're going to smell it, right? Mm. You know what it's like when you're peeling an orange. The scent gets in your nose. It gets on your hands. You smell it. It's not, you know, it's something that you can smell as you're peeling it and preparing it to eat. So as far as like using citrus, my mom used to boil, oranges and cinnamon, and that scent would come into the air. We used to put, the rind down the garburator. What do you call those in New Zealand?
Garbage disposal. What's it? Incinerator.
Incinerator. Okay.
Yeah. Incinerator.
Okay. So we would put the rind down the incinerator and then it would create that scent in the kitchen. So if you don't have the oil, you can do that. There's also, you can take rose petal. So if you take, like coconut oil and it's like large, like not liquid coconut oil, but lard, like, what do you call it?
Like fat.
Anyway, you lay that, if you flatten that out in a cookie sheet, and then you place rose petals all over the lard, and then you put a layer of wax paper over the top, And you have to let it sit for 24 to 48 hours, but then the oil, the lard, starts to take on the properties of the rose, petals,
yeah.
And you can create rose oil. So
That's a way to do it.
Yeah.
At
so
home.
There's lots of things you could do.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah.
It takes time and effort and energy. And sometimes it's just, you know, depending on how busy of a person you are and what resources you have available to you, sometimes it's easier to go buy a bottle of oil.
Yeah. Hey, Lani, time for us to go. My next guest is here already. Nice to chat to you again after not having seen you for a little bit. Can people follow up somewhere about this topic? Have you got aromatherapy on your website?
Yeah, I do have some information. It's Sophrosola. So that's spelled S-O-P-H-R-O, Sophrosolace.com. You can also email me, sophrosolace@gmail.com. And then I've got Facebook and Instagram at Sophrosolace. So everything's at Sophrosolace.
Cool. All right, Lani, thanks heaps for your time this morning. And we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
All right, folks, that was Lani Puriri with Normally We Talk Sophrology, and this time connection between aromatherapy and sophrology. I've got Liz here in the studio next to me. We're going to be talking to her about some stuff from Extreme in just a moment.